God gave this land to me. That's the words in this incredible song, the theme song from Exodus. God gave this land to me. And that's over 3,000 years ago when King David was the first recognized ruler of the state of Israel. His son, King Solomon, was the next recognized ruler of Israel, and his capital was in Jerusalem, claimed by the Muslims, claimed by the Palestinians, long before there ever was a Muslim, long before there ever was a Palestinian. As a matter of fact, there still are no Palestinians. They do not exist. They never existed. They were created and made up in 1993 at the Oslo disaster, ushered in by President Bill Clinton. I guess it's staying in the family because Hillary Clinton wants to do in Israel as well. Who the hell is Hillary Clinton to call up Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and haul him over the coals and give him a lesson in diplomacy and give him a lesson in nation building and give him a lesson in security? Who the hell is Hillary Clinton? For that matter, Axelrod, who jumped on top of the bandwagon as well. And what about Emmanuel? And what about all the others who couldn't wait to take a shot at poor little Israel, a country that's smaller than half the size of one of North America's Great Lakes? That's how small Israel is. A country so small that you can drive from one end to the other in its longest direction in about 4.5-5 hours. A country so small that at its width, you can literally drive across it in 1.5 hours, maybe 2 hours if you're a slow driver. It's such a small country with absolutely nothing. There's no oil in the ground. There's no natural gas. There's no diamonds. There's no gold. All there is dirt. All there are rocks and tumbleweeds. I know. I've been there. I've seen it. I've walked the ground of Israel from one end to the other, from one width to the other. I've seen what Israel is. It's a magnificent, wonderful country that was created by the Jewish people. Not just over the last 60 years, but over the last 3,000 years. Jews have never left Israel. They've been exiled. They've been driven out. They've been murdered. They've been beaten, but they have never left Israel. They have never surrendered their homeland. But it took 2,000 years for the Jews to get back to Jerusalem. In 1948, it was the beginning. In 1967, the promise that was made in the covenant has come true. God gave this land to the Jewish people, to Israel. Whether you believe in God or not, history is history, facts are facts. King David existed, King Solomon existed, Jesus Christ walked on the land, the holy lands of the Middle East, but predominantly in Israel. The Obama administration is looking for a fight. It doesn't matter what Israel would have done or said, they're looking for a fight. They want to have something that they can use to hammer Israel over the head with. So it turned out to be, in this case, 1,600 building projects, not to be started for 3 years or so. But whether it's to be started in 3 minutes or 3 years makes no difference, because Obama would have picked that fight anyways. And had it not been that fight, he would have found another fight. Because all of a sudden, it's not just about 1,600 building units to be started in 3 years. Now it's all about the right of Palestinians to return. What right? What Palestinians? And return to where? To Israel proper? Because that's what Clinton, Hillary Clinton, is demanding. That she also wants Israel to turn over what they call disputed land. This is land that is no more Palestinian than it is Israeli. As a matter of fact, it is Israeli. And she wants the Israelis to start releasing Palestinian murderers, terrorists, and thugs from Israel's jails, just like they want to release, you know, the thugs, the Muslim thugs from Guantanamo. Well, this isn't Guantanamo. This is Israel. And what else does Hillary Clinton want? Oh, yes, Hillary Clinton wants the Israelis to stop building, period, everywhere, including Jewish parts of Jerusalem. Well, this was the excuse that they needed to take that hammer out and beat the crap out of Israel. Had it been Ehud Olmert, who was still the Prime Minister of Israel, maybe maybe Obama would have got away with it. But this isn't Olmert who's in the prime minister's office. This is Bibi Netanyahu. This is a guy who knows exactly what it means to fight and win and the consequences of fighting and losing. He also knows that Israel cannot depend upon the United States or any other country for its survival. Israel must depend upon itself. It's like the Jews in Europe, hoping that maybe the government will come to their aid, or maybe the military won't succumb to the Nazis, or maybe the Americans or the British or somebody else will take in refugee Jews, which they didn't. In Canada, the country where I live, before, during, and after World War II, our Prime Minister, Mackenzie King, his policy towards immigrant Jews, even after they knew about the Holocaust, is none is too many. Did you hear that right? None. Zero. Nada. None is too many. So why should Benjamin Netanyahu put Israel's security, the very lifeline of Israel, on the chopping block to what? To gratify Barack Hussein Obama? Now, it's incredible how Obama can't find enough Muslim ass to kiss, not just in America, but worldwide. Not just worldwide, he has to go to Muslim countries to find Muslim ass to kiss, to tell the whole world how wonderful the Muslims are, how wonderful the Arabs are, and everything seems to be Israel's fault. If only Israel would give up the land that they captured in 1967 in a war that was put upon them by their enemies, then everything would be better. Only if Israel would stop building in Jewish sections of Jerusalem, then everything would be better. Only if Israel would allow, what, another million, 2 million so-called Palestinian refugees to come into the Israeli homeland, everything would be better. Let me tell you about Barack Hussein Obama. He wants Israel dead. Maybe he doesn't want the Jews in Israel dead, but he doesn't want Israel to exist. He wants the Palestinians to build another Arab state, another Muslim state. That's what Barack Hussein Obama wants, and he's got all of his useful idiots around him to help him do it, especially the useful idiots who are Jewish Americans, who should know better. I read today Thomas L. Friedman talking about it's time for Israel to have a wake-up call. There's never been a greater self-hating American Jew than Thomas L. Friedman. Mr., I'm so far to the left I couldn't see center if I stood on a ladder and looked through binoculars. Well, Israel cannot succumb to this kind of pressure. If it does, then Israel is done. It's finished. The Israelis cannot afford to have one mistake, not even a little mistake, because any war or any battle the Israelis have to fight, and if they lose, they will die. They will disappear. It'll be another Holocaust. There are roughly 6 million Jews living in Israel. Well, that number is quite familiar, isn't it? And the Israelis, they understand. They hear Ahmadinejad. They hear all of the other Arabs who are saying that their ultimate goal is to make the Middle East Judenfrei. You know, I hear about Obama being so upset and so concerned for the poor Palestinians who were forced out of their lands in 1948. Well, what about the 500,000 Jews who were forced out of Arab and Muslim lands in 1948? Or maybe it's 750,000 Jews who were forced out of their homes in Arab lands and Muslim lands in 1948. What happened to them? Are they refugees living on the dole, waiting for every handout they can from the United Nations and even from Israel? No, they were taken into Israel proper. They were given a home. They were given an identity. They were given freedom. They were given democracy. And they are all fine, upstanding citizens who contribute to the world day in and day out. And this is what Barack Hussein Obama wants to end. He wants to destroy Israel. And he's got the idiots who are helping him do it. Hillary Clinton, who owes her political future or her past to the New York Jewish community. Without them and their money and their support, maybe she wouldn't have won. Well, maybe she's just done herself in. If she had any ideas whatsoever of ever running for the White House, well, she can kiss that goodbye. Now, all of these Jewish people, the likes of Barbara Streisand, the great artists and the writers, the directors, the producers, the Steven Spielbergs, well, if Israel falls, it's on them. It's really, honest to goodness, on them. If Israel bleeds, the blood is on their hands. And the reason being is that they supported Barack Hussein Obama. They knew who he was. They knew where he came from. They knew all about Reverend Wright. They knew about his associations with Muslim terrorists, PLO specialists. They knew all about this. But it didn't seem to bother them because they were going to vote for a black man. How liberal a thing to do. How wonderful. We'll show how open we are because we're going to vote for a black man, even though this black man was a wrong black man and the guy who's going to kill the United States of America, whether he's going to do it financially, whether he's going to do it by card check, or whether he's going to do it by the fairness doctrine, whether he's going to do it through his health care deal, whether he's going to do it through cap and trade, he's going to kill America. But that's America's business. America's a big country. America can take care of himself. America can vote all of these schmucks out of office this November and then take care of Barack Hussein Obama on November 2012. But Israel can't afford this. Israel cannot afford one loss. And what Barack Hussein Obama is doing, with the help of America's Jewish community, he's setting Israel up for that loss. The song that you heard coming in, the theme from Exodus, was all about freedom. It was all about a ship taking people to freedom, taking people from the death camps of Europe to freedom in a free land that has been theirs for over 3,000 years. And Barack Hussein Obama wants that to end. Not tomorrow, but today. He wants it to end today. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com without any CRTC, no FCC, just you and me the way radio ought to be. If you think I'm really upset about this, well, you're right. I am really, really upset about this. Imagine being stabbed in the back by your best friend. I'm going to play the whole theme from Exodus. And ladies and gentlemen, until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.